You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Welcome to 2019. That's how you say that. I was looking for a second. My days of the week are all screwed up, but I think it's Thursday. The third day of January 2019, so if that's all correct, that's a good thing. So good morning to you. I have been all yesterday, and even early this morning, I got up and have been working on what Mike and I will do in North Carolina next week. And I got to tell you, I'm a little geeked up about it. Yeah, I'm fired up about it. The more I work on it, the more I work on post-traumatic winning, the more I like it. And I was the technical part of doing this stuff, right? So I'm putting together the presentation, the things, you know, how do you say it? How do you present it? Okay, how do you make it work? All of that, right? So I'm doing that. And then the technical part is, so you're embedding video or audio into a presentation, right? So I do the presentation, and there are certain audio clips that I want to play. And one of them is Elizabeth Smart, right? And so you create a little button in the PowerPoint, and then you try to play audio off the button, right? And so it would, I'll play it for you. And then you discover when you try to play audio that it asks you a question. Are you sure you want to open this kind of file every time? Now, I'm sure there's a way I can override that, but it's not readily apparent to me. So what do? I know that if you play video off of it, it doesn't ask you a question. So I just turn the audio into video. How do you do that, Mac? Well, I just take a couple of pictures and I do that. You take a couple pictures, you put the audio behind it, you transition the pictures, boom, video. How about that? So this is the kind of audio / video that you hear.
I want people to walk away with a sense of hope because at the end of the day, bad things happen and we don't.
Elizabeth Smart, right? I want people to walk away with hope because at the end of the day, bad things happen.
I don't deserve them to happen, but that doesn't mean that our life is over. That doesn't mean that we need to give up or that we can never be happy again. You can go through hell and you can still have a happy ending. And you can reclaim your life. You can decide who you are. I hope that people come out of it feeling like it gives them the courage, the strength to keep on fighting, to keep on going. Life is worth living. That night, as he did every night the last 9 months, Brian David Mitchell raped me. But it was the last time. I feel like I'm confident in who I am, and I'm happy in my life and I'm where I'm supposed to be and I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I have a family now, but being involved in child advocacy and seeing change happen and wanting things to change for the better for survivors and victims, and that still is a very big part of my life because I haven't forgotten what it feels like to be abused, to be hurt, to be taken away from everyone and everything you love. I never want my children to go through that, and I never want anybody else to. And so for those people who do go through that, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can to see that it doesn't happen, to put a stop to it as best I can. Why did I tell you this story? Those posters on the wall, the children like me, the others who have it worse, the ones who don't come home. I wanted to tell you, as someone who has been through hell, that there still is hope. Find the miracle, hold on to it, and keep going. I'm not cracked. I'm not shattered. I am Elizabeth Smart.
You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. I didn't want to play that. I love that video. And so, as I'm going through the technical part of putting this stuff together, right? I'm thinking, okay, I want to put that clip there. This, another clip should go here. And, I'm listening to that audio again, right? And it's like, holy smokes, man. That stuff is powerful stuff. And then I'm listening to clips from the interview I did with my sister Peggy, clips from Jeremiah Workman about alcohol and PTSD, clips from Ken Rogers talking about alcohol and PTSD. And I'm just sitting there thinking, this is unbelievable, all this stuff that, you know, that over the course of the years that has come together here. Right? And, so I'm kind of geeked about it, right? I'm not really sure what else is going on the planet today, but, I'm excited about that. And then somebody sent me an email yesterday and said, hey, so when you go do this, what exactly do you talk about? There's a lot of stuff that you can talk about. And that's one of the difficult things is limiting, right? How do you limit the subject matter in order to treat it effectively in 2.5 hours? Which sounds like a lot of time, right? But it's not. Okay, first of all, you got to have breaks in there. So, 20 minutes of breaks. So, 2 hours and 10 minutes. So, how do you treat these concepts effectively in that period of time? And essentially, it's four pieces. The first piece is, the two goals and the eight commandments of post-traumatic winning. The second piece is the warfighting piece. How does this relate to you as a warfighter? First, as when you join, how does it relate to you? And then as you stay and transition to a leadership position, how does it relate to you then? What does it require of you? So the warfighting piece of it, which would be specific to, you know, an active duty unit. Or a reserve unit, right? People engaged in the profession of arms. The next piece is the wellness piece. given that this is what we do and this is the environment that we live in, how do we balance that out as so that we can live as humans in this world that is ours? And so, it's going to be cool. Going to get to hear Josh Goldberg talk from Boulder Crest. You've heard him on the program before. So he's going to be there, and we're going to get to. And so they're going to get to hear from him. These are the things you do to make sure that you stay as a full up round human being. And so that's the third block in it. And then the fourth block is, how do you pull all of this together to win? All right. Much of what we talk to, and winning has two parts to it. Okay. One is coexisting. If you can coexist with it, that's a win. Okay. But there's a place beyond coexisting that we want to encourage you to go. And that is, we want you to share the experience, and we want you to mentor other people. Okay? And that's the giving part of winning. But so I've kind of refined the way I phrase that because, you know, so if I can only coexist with it and I really don't feel comfortable talking about it, I didn't win, I lost. And the answer to that question is no, you didn't lose. That's winning. Because you dealt with it, you're living with it, and that's winning. Okay, and that's part of winning. Okay, we want to encourage you to share your experience. So, and I don't think it takes much. I don't think it takes much for most people to say, "I'd love to. I'd love to help others with the benefit of the knowledge that I've gained." The wisdom that I've gained about this, I would love to help somebody so that they didn't have to go through what I went through. And they didn't have to struggle for years not knowing these fundamental truths. So it's really cool. And then, like I said, last night what I was doing is, as you put it together and you begin to pull out from different interviews and you're listening to interviews, you know, you're sitting here going, holy smokes, man. Almarine Radio is a very, very cool reservoir of people and their thoughts, and it's a good deal. And some of the powerful stuff, you know, in different interviews just blows me. Still, I listen to it, and it still blows me away. And so, very cool. So anyway, I've been working on that. Getting ready to fly on Sunday. So we'll do that. And then meet Mike and Josh, and then we do the thing about 11 times in a week. Yeah. General Furness getting his money's worth. So we'll do it, I think, once on Monday, three times on Tuesday, twice on Wednesday, three times on Thursday, and twice on Friday. So what? 1, 3 is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, about 11 times. Two of them will be for dependents, spouses, and it's important for them to know so they can be supportive. And I would say this, a fair number of them will have lived through some form of trauma that they'll be able to walk away and say, that was cool. I learned something. So very exciting. I'm geeked about it. So you get to hear about it. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what's going on in my world. And my phone started blowing up this morning. These East Coast people, man. They're clueless. Yeah, absolutely, positively clueless. Yeah, they start emailing when they get to work at 7. Hey, man, it's 4 o'clock in the morning here. Can you dial that thing down? Don't blow up my phone, but oh, no. You know how East Coast people are? Clueless. But anyway, I'm fired up to see my friends back there. And, And spread the gospel, most importantly, is to do that. And again, I pinged my gunny, who started all this for me. I said, hey, man, I need a picture of you, or I'm going to put up your Father Time picture with you and your white beard. He said, all right, I'll get you one. So, yeah, Gunnery Sergeant Lance, why? So you're, that's what's going on in my world. And in the rest of the world, it's getting ready for the wheels to come off. I thought it was funny. I didn't see too many people comment on it. But the meeting that the president had yesterday with the incoming, evidently, Speaker of the House, hasn't been confirmed yet, but I guess we'll see. And Senator Schumer, I'm laughing at headlines. And they had it in the Situation Room, right? Why do you think they had it there? I'll tell you why they had it there. Because the Democrats were not going to do a dog and pony show with the president again. That's why. The last time he had them to the White House, he runs the show, right? So he yanked them into the, he yanked the cameras in, allowed the cameras in. To whichever room they were meeting in, and the incoming Speaker of the House, Ms. Pelosi, said, "Oh, let's not do this. Let's keep our talks private." And he said no, and he rolled the cameras in. So now everybody, you know, so yesterday the comment was, "Well, you can't have cell phones in there," and blah 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 blah. That wasn't the reason. So anyway, the Democrats are about to flex their muscle a little bit for the country, and they've been sitting watching this. So it's not gonna go well. So we'll talk about some news headlines, less politics, and you know, the president, you know, Trump insists he fired Mattis. Says former defense secretary was not too good at his job. Now, I will tell you this. If the Secretary of Defense ever gets into him, it'll be hilarious. It'll be hilarious. But that's not his style. It's not his style. He'll speak to issues, and he won't make it personal. If he speaks. All right, and if history is any indication, he tends to go to ground for a while, and then what you'll see him do is resume his life, whether it be at Stanford, where he came out of, to serve again, or someplace else, where he's doing think tank stuff, consulting, and whatnot. So, very much the intellect. You haven't seen the last of them. And there'll be calls for him to run for president, as there were, what, in 2016. So anyway. But the president of the United States, come on, man. All right. This makes it official, United States Marine Corps Band. Good morning to you on this Thursday. And then Jeff Kenney and Tim Lynch are going to join me. We got out our crystal ball last week, and we talked about Afghanistan and Iraq, Syria/Iraq, what's going to happen there. And we'll review that if you missed last week's show. And then we'll talk about, okay, so where does that leave the United States? Specifically, what are our interests in those regions, and based on the crystal ball predictions of, you know, the president, which are now being walked back, mind you, just so you know, but based on the crystal ball predictions, right, where does that leave America and its interest if those things happen and the events that we discussed play out? So we'll talk about that with Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenny in 39 minutes. So, good morning to you. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. And this is dedicated to next week. I'm fired up about it, and most excited, though, to be able to do it on the front side, to arm anybody. And again, I learned this stuff when I was in my 40s, back in the day, that's right. Started learning when I was in my 30s, when in 1993, when that helicopter crash started, and Gunnery Sergeant Lance Y walked up to me and said, "You're never going to get over this." So it opened my eyes to what it was like to live with this stuff. And now, hopefully, you know, what Gunny Y did for me in the direct aftermath of something, you know, horrific, we have a chance to do in a proactive manner, and that's the exciting part. And so that when these young people do cross paths with trauma, and they will, whether it be in their personal life or in their professional life, hopefully they'll hear these voices talking to them. They'll know where to go, and they'll know where to find help, and they'll know how. They'll know that there is hope. They'll hear Elizabeth Smart talking to them. They'll hear my sister talking to them. They'll hear Jeremiah Workman talking to them, and they'll say, "I can do this." And I have people that have shown me the way. Let me dust that off. Let me take a look at that. So that to me is so exciting about this. The chance to impact lives, save lives, and make a difference. Very, very cool, very exciting. So this is dedicated to all that. I'm fired up this morning.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
You know, I watched that video again, where that little we've got to win thing comes from. It was a birthday message from a year ago, 2017, birthday message. And, yeah, when you watch it, like I watch it. But Commandant and Sergeant Major Green are standing, like from me to there, pointing 10 meters away, maybe, at that. From John Bazelon's fighting position. And you can tell they're both. I mean, right? That's like walking in the Holy of Holies for Marines. Manila John Bazelon. Okay? You see his name every day when you drive down 5 between San Clemente and Oceanside. Bazelon Road. Right? You go to San Diego in Little Italy. You see a statue of John Bazelon. Right, and he's from New Jersey, and so anyway, you know, in the pantheon of heroes of the Marine Corps, John Bazelon gets killed on Iwo Jima. Didn't have to go back there, but he did. You can see it in their voice, and you look at the vegetation. Most of it was blown away by then, but you look at it and you're like, holy shit, man. And there's I think it's the Tenaru River right behind it. So, yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I'm fired up. Cloudy and 46 in Quantico. It is cloudy and 57 at Camp Lejeune in Granbury, Texas. It is cloudy in 36, 29 Palms, sunny in 34, Camp Pendleton, sunny in 33. What is going on? Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 62. Exactly. In the Alambre province, clear, dark, and 57. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is cloudy, dark, and 57. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is sunny and 41. What the hell is going on? Sunny and 41. That is the look at your weather. We come back, we'll check news headlines. In about 28 minutes, Tim Lynch, Jeff Kinney will join us. We're going to talk about America's strategic interest in both Syria. What are they? You know, what are our stated interests, and then what are our real interests? Right? So we say we've been in Iraq at the invitation of the Iraqi government, blah, 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 blah. But what are we really doing over there? Same thing with Afghanistan. What are our stated interests for being in the region, and what happens to them if we leave? So anyway, we'll talk about that. So don't touch that dial. Should be an interesting show. Gunner's going to join us today. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be made. Of this heartbreak, I'm gonna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I'll scream, yeah.
Not exactly true. In fact, it's a fundamental flaw of the song, I've decided. I need to get her back on the program and tell her that. The lyric goes, I know it's just me alone on this earth. That's where your mistake is there. Peyton Davis. You can buy it on iTunes, Google Play Music, Amazon, that sells everything, that will one day take over the world and then be destroyed by it. Yeah. All right, time to check some headlines. So we'll do that. Marine veteran detained by Russia on suspicion of espionage was an admin clerk while in the Marine Corps. Oh my God, it sounded much better when they said Marine. Anywho. Okay, so let me walk you how this works. Let me walk you through it. We arrested or had Canada detain a high executive for the Chinese. Okay. And they did. Right? She's the daughter of the CEO of the company, and wanted by the Department of Justice for violations of our Iran sanctions, blah, 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 blah. So anyhow, the Canadians detain her, she's arraigned, she's ultimately let out on bail, she's agreed to stay in Canada, blah, 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 blah. So, What did the Chinese do? They start arresting Canadians. Right? What a coincidence. You want to play this game? We'll play it with you. And unlike the Canadians who will, you know, observe the international rule of law, the Chinese are not bound by that ridiculous custom. They'll just yoke up Canadians and accuse them of whatever. And it'll all be lies because that's what totalitarian states do. And it's simply a leverage play. You want to play this game? You want to screw with us? We'll screw with you. So, what? In the last two weeks? The adjudication of the girl who tried to infiltrate the NRA, blah, 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 Russian girl, she pleads guilty, says she's a Russian agent, and to everybody's surprise, an American gets yoked up by the Russian internal police and gets accused of espionage. What a shock, right? Wrong. Okay, so if you have plans to travel to Russia, get ready. Your stay might be longer because they're looking for Americans. A Marine veteran arrested on Friday in Moscow, who was there for a wedding, on suspicion of espionage, does not boast the resume of a covert intelligence agent, at least not in his Marine Corps background. Paul Whalen served in the Marine Reserves for nearly 14 years as an administrative clerk and received a bad conduct discharge for several charges related to larceny following a conviction at a special court-martial in January of 2008. Wow, it looks kind of old. Whalen attained the rank of staff sergeant in 2004, was separated from the Marine Corps on December 2nd, 2008. He deployed twice in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. He served as an 0151 admin clerk and an 0149 administrative chief. His last duty station was with MAG 38 headquarters, 3rd Marine Air Wing in Miramar, California. Since then, Whalen has been working as a director of global security for BorgWarner, a Michigan-based auto parts supplier. He was arrested Friday, according to the Associated Press. The former Marine was in Moscow attending a wedding when he was arrested. His brother released a statement. We learned of his arrest on Monday morning after his detention was picked up on news wires and have contacted Congressional Representatives, U.S. Embassy, and the State Department. We are deeply concerned for his safety and well-being. His innocence is undoubted, and we trust that his rights will be respected. That's from his brother. Anyway. Trump insists he fired Mattis, says the former defense secretary was not good at his job. You know what? At some point, when does the, the only reason he holds those, the only reason he holds those media events or those cabinet meetings, right? He doesn't hold those to hear what other people have to say. He holds them so that he can hold court afterwards. The president's comments came just 2 days after Mattis stepped away from the Pentagon and show an increasing level of animosity between the commander-in-chief and his former military leader. Mattis announced his resignation from the cabinet on December 20th, saying the move would allow the president to find a secretary whose views were better aligned with his. In his resignation letter, he took aim at Trump's past criticism of foreign allies and his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria in the months ahead. Initially, Trump called Mattis's departure a retirement, and praised the outgoing defense secretary for tremendous progress in implementing plans to build up military funding and readiness. But on Wednesday, with Acting Secretary Shanahan in attendance, Trump suggested that Mattis had underperformed in his job. What's he done for me? How had he done in Afghanistan? Not too good, Trump said. I'm not happy with what he's done in Afghanistan, and I shouldn't be. I wish him well. I hope he does well. As you know, President Obama fired him, and essentially so did I. I want results. Mattis was relieved of his U.S. Central Command leadership post months early in 2013 because of concerns from some in the Obama administration that he had become too aggressive in policy recommendations to counter Iran. So it'll be interesting. If it's not his style, but if he ever did decide, can you imagine the fodder he would have with the president? So, anyway, again, the president is if you watch the way he operates, whenever he gets into trouble, he shifts into a higher gear. More events, more talk, I think in an attempt to shift attention away from whatever he doesn't want attention on. And so he continues to try to sell his rash decision on Syria as some kind of good judgment, and that he's smarter than everybody else, when we all know that it's a shit show in motion. So anyway, that in the news today. But again, and it does what he wants it to do, which is to take people's eyes off what's really important, and that is everybody of substance has left his administration. Not everybody. You have a few people there. Mike Pompeo has yet to leave, right? John Bolton has yet to leave. So we'll see what happens with them. But so we'll divert attention from what's going on and follow the bright, shiny object. And the media tends to accommodate that. So it's the game that politicians play. So Elizabeth Warren was playing that. Did you see? She did a video. It's funny. If it wasn't kind of sad in a way. The segment I saw showed her in kind of an Instagram video that she posted. And she's in her kitchen. And I guess Beto O'Rourke did these things. Right? And she, in the middle of it, she like says, "Let me go get a beer." And then she takes a swig of a beer. And they show it on TV all the time. And it's like, what the hell is that? So, anywho, So there you have it. Headline: new in 2019, the Army and Marines will put 4 robotic gear mules to the test in rugged, austere conditions. So one of the recommendations that came out of Sea Dragon 2020 or 2025, whatever the hell it was that one of the things the Marines really liked were these robotic things that hauled gear, boxes of MREs, water, packs, and that they would follow in trace. And the question was, could they handle the steep terrain and that would allow, you know, greater mobility of the unit because they weren't so bogged down by the weight of their gear. So they could be more autonomous. And then there's question of how do you power this thing, right? Resupplying it with gas or, you know, electricity, however the hell you decide to power it. Can it in some way, shape, or form be solar powered? So it has less of a signature and less of a requirement to be resupplied, all of that. So four prototypes, pretty interesting looking stuff. We'll follow that. New in 2019, the course fitness test is getting harder for everyone. Time to get in shape. So this has been an ongoing theme in the Marine Corps. You got to do more to get 100%. PFT and CFT tests make it harder for everybody this year. All right. There's a chart here. Here's a comparison of the maximum and minimum number of pull-ups for female Marines. Between the ages of 17 and 20, you have to do a minimum of one, and to max, you need to do seven. That doesn't change in the new scoring system. Once you get to the ages of 21 to 25, the minimum is one. The maximum goes up to nine in the old system. Now, the minimum is three. Maximum is 11. Whoa. If you're between the ages of 26 and 30, the old minimum was one. The new minimum is four. The old max was 10. The new max is 12. And then it goes kind of back. Then it starts sliding back down. So, minimums are increasing for women. Whoa, who would have thought? Marines with third-class PFT will need to push harder next year if they want to boost their composite score and gain more points for promotion. Third-class PFT. 184 to 199. Now it's going to be 190 to 199, so marginal increase. But, yeah, PFT getting a little bit more difficult for women. Pull-ups, get on those bars, girls. We talked about a story yesterday. They identified the Marine. The Marine comes from not too far from where I lived in North Dakota. I believe he comes from Carlston, Minnesota. And I just saw the story on New Year's Day. Shortly after it happened, because the Associated Press came out with the story, and you're just thinking of some family sitting at home, and now they're going to get that. They're going to get that world-shattering message today. The Marine's name is Lance Corporal Riley Kuznia. He was with the Guard Company at 8th and I, 20 years old. He was on duty at the time of the incident. Born and raised in Carlstadt, Minnesota. And then there's a series of pictures of him. He's a good-looking young Marine. the shooting was not self-inflicted. It appeared to be an accident. And may have occurred during a guard shift change. So keep your family, keep his family in your prayers. He, his mother's quoted as saying he just wanted to serve. He wanted to do his time in the Marine Corps. And then when he got out, he wanted to start his own construction business. But he wanted to give 5 years to his country, planned to marry his high school girlfriend. What the hell happened? How do you screw that one up? You know, honestly, it you don't see that very often. You don't see that very often. So what, and just like the, you know, none of us can ever recall an incident where an aerial refueler and one of the aircraft attempting to refuel collided. So, I don't know. I'm curious to find out the answers to both. And, you know, the definition of discipline is doing what you have to do, doing it when you have to do it, and doing it that way all the time. That's discipline. When you see these kind of incidents, unless there's some kind of act of God involved in it, they're indicators of a lack of discipline. So, again, I think we'll all be waiting to hear what comes out of the investigation. What happened? All right. This is about the timeline for the quote-unquote Syrian withdrawal. Trump is determined to pull U.S. troops from Syria, but refutes specific timeline. All right. Now, what this sounds like is he made a stupid decision, and so now he'll slow roll and back out of it all the entire time, saying that, oh, no, we're withdrawing. You know, I'm just listening to other people. I'm making sure we, you know, live up to our responsibilities. You're supposed to do that before you make the announcement. That's normally how that works. Quote, we're getting out. We're getting out smart, and we're winning. I never said we're getting out tomorrow. We're getting out of Syria, but we're getting out very powerfully. Right? Syria was lost long ago, he said. We're talking about sand and death. We're not talking about vast wealth. We're talking about sand and death. So, anyway, we'll talk about that here in a few minutes with Jeff Kenney and Tim Lynch. So, all right, top five stories in early bird today. One, Trump insists he fired Mattis. His former defense secretary was not good at his job. Number two, Trump says he's ready to meet with the North Korean leader again. Have we seen any measurable progress? Number three, and I, again, other than the return of some remains, has there been any progress on any other front? Number three, Trump is determined to pull U.S. troops out of Syria but refutes specific timeline. We just talked about no end for government shutdown after White House meeting. And the Democrats aren't going to give him an easy way out. And this is from Stars and Stripes. Smithsonian Stars and Stripes survey targets military issues. Poll asks troops and veterans their thoughts on sex discrimination, women in combat, mixed gender training, and more. Female service members and veterans were 10 times more likely than their male counterparts to answer that they faced or witnessed gender discrimination, sexual harassment, or sexual assault in the military, according to an online poll of 1,700 Stars and Stripes digital subscribers around the world. Of those who answered the question, 68.5% of women who served in the military said they had experienced discrimination based on gender compared with 6.4% of men. Poll results showed that 65.8% of women who responded said they had experienced sexual assault or harassment, while only 6.1% of men answered yes. Those who said they had been harassed or assaulted were most supportive of integrating women into ground combat positions, the survey found. The anonymous online poll conducted by Smithsonian Magazine in partnership with Stars and Stripes and the Schar School of Policy and Government at George Mason University was based on an email invitation to 21,364 subscribers to Stars and Stripes. So the findings are not random samplings. Among those who answered were 109 active duty service members, 922 veterans from all branches, an additional 676 civilians, including 203 military spouses, participating in the survey but were not included in questions relating to direct military service. One person did not identify personal gender details. Interesting. Stars and Stripes is an interesting publication. It used to be just kind of a parroting, you know, here's what went on around the world today. They had a food drive in Germany, right? They released balloons in Japan. Stars and Stripes does some pretty significant reporting now. So, anyway. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Jeff Kenney and Tim Lynch will join us. We'll talk about what comes next. In the aftermath of the president's announcement, and he hasn't officially made any announcement relative to Afghanistan. So, we shall see. So, don't touch that dial. We'll talk about it coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute, heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.